An inner coma, or the parenthetic pomegranate. The apple that the serpent gave, the pomegranate tender, to Eve upon that fateful morn, a sleeping, riping, curling dawn, when Eve, with conscience sorely slender, with naught but spirit of the grave, but nonetheless forlorn, for who of all should save the eloquent pretender? The apple, for I shall go on with this my saga sprightly, being of persistent mind, and well renowned for being kind, a word that I do not use lightly. I've many virtues, whereupon I muse in thought I am not blind, though criticised anon, to any animals I find, which Eve took up, as I've remarked, although I nearly broke my wrist, to those who can my charm withstand. To them, I say, I raise my hand. To critics, though, I shake my fist, like sultry dogs who never barked at him who plies his rubber band. This apple, now the end is marked, did not, I'm sad to say, exist. Flax and diamonds in the field, woolen rubies in the glens, reap again this golden yield, harvested from countless fens. Wisping acres, silent streams, gloomy glades, miasmic moors, sleep again these meadow dreams, dream again of tigers' roars. Over topaz trees of wheat, under skies of azure deep, where the waters, apple sweet, are lapped by sundry servile sheep, sheep whose thoughts run oft about to the verdant pastures under hoof, whose ruby minds contain no doubt that girdles is the sounder proof. My sheep, my little ones, pay heed, I beg, to all my pleas. Oh, never follow him who runs, nor ever try to swallow fleas. O little lambs and perky pigs, O dormice door and badgers brisk, O shun the wiry diamond rigs, and beat them with a wiry whisk. Flax and diamonds in the carriage, woolen rubies break the deadlock, piglets always shy from wedlock, pearls will always lead to marriage.